Good afternoon. We remain under the influence of that large circulation in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, now centered over eastern New England and the Canadian Maritimes. Still, rounds of energy rotating about the system, touching off scattered sprinkles and rain showers. Any wet snowflakes will be confined to the highest terrain today. We'll have less wind than yesterday, but still plenty of cloud cover mixed with some sunshine. And overall, temperatures will average out a bit higher and reach into the lower 50s for afternoon highs. Mostly cloudy skies tonight as that system only slowly edges to the east. It'll be dry, though, and chilly, with temperatures back into the 30s once again. So we'll start off with some sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll have a dry day with high pressure at the surface generally in control. I think skies will become mostly cloudy again with another spoke of energy rotating around the backside of that system through New England. But again, it'll stay dry with high temperatures edging up towards 60. We'll run the risk of a passing shower Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s before a small ridge of high pressure builds in, keeping it dry and partly sunny on Friday, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. At this point, it looks like another disturbance will drop in from Canada and keep us unsettled for the upcoming weekend. With mostly cloudy skies, there's a chance of showers both days, high temperatures in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern through the middle of the week will continue to feature an upper-level ridge across the central United States and upper-level lows over the desert southwest and here in the northeast. This is an omega block pattern, and it's typically slow to change compared to a less amplified flow aloft. The upper low out west is forecast to reach the central plains by Thursday. Along with it, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms are expected from Arizona to the Central Plains, with the greatest rainfall amounts likely from eastern Colorado to northern Missouri. Severe weather will be possible from the southern high plains of West Texas to eastern Colorado, with moisture returning northward from the Gulf of Mexico. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area for a slight risk of severe storms with high winds, hail, and a few tornadoes, all possible. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Donna is located 138 miles west of Noumea, New Caledonia. The cyclone's heading toward the southeast at 10 into cooler waters east of New Caledonia and will continue to weaken considerably throughout the day. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower near 60. Boston, mostly cloudy with a shower in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 93, set in 1979, and the record low, 27, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and mountain snow showers today and highs in the 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and mountain snow showers today and highs around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a scattered shower today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine, especially in the morning. Clouds fill in during the day, but dry near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, just a passing shower Thursday, lower 60s. Partly sunny, lower to mid-60s on Friday. Mostly cloudy for the weekend with a good chance of showers both days, lower 60s. And a continuation of a chance of showers on Monday with highs back into the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.